Hello and welcome to today's episode of FD Capital's podcast. Today I'm talking about how to be the best finance director you can be, the most successful. My own background is a chartered accountant. I trained in an audit firm in Manchester. Straight after qualification, I was took a role as group financial controller with a PLC in the Shropshire area. Then after I've completed my experience there, I became finance director for the first time at 32 years age of age with a PLC in Lancashire. So the key things, the key steps and the key things to consider is firstly, you've got to qualify. Obviously, that's a prerequisite. It is possible to get roles with other qualifications, such as an MBA, but realistically, you need to be a qualified accountant. So that means either training in industry for the CEMA qualification, or in practice for the certified or chartered auditor qualification. So that's the getting that out of the way is the first thing. And you don't have to be working either. You can these days do full-time courses. They're not cheap, but it is possible. The easiest way in is to get an article clerkship with an audit firm, though. So that's the prerequisite. The second thing is it's about people skills. Basically, a successful FD has got to build a rapport with external parties, such as investors, banks, lawyers, auditors, and internally within the senior director team. You've got to have a good rapport, a good understanding of salespeople and operation people, and management of staff. And in terms of managing your own team, the essence of being a finance director is delegating the key tasks, understanding what the key tasks are, and delegating them to the team. So you've got to be a leader, and you've got to be articulate, and you've got to be able to communicate what needs to be done in a motivating way to your team. Excel skills, realistically these days, Excel rules everything to do with spreadsheets. So you need to go on regular courses and use Excel to the fullest. It's easy to have some knowledge of Excel, but there's a lot of powerful lookup features, pivot tables and power search features these days, which make work much more efficient and effective. Excel's very good now at comparing sets of data, which it wasn't in the earlier, its earlier versions. So mastering those skills is great. And really a key thing in your progression is to find a mentor. For me, that was the finance director I first worked closely with when I was a financial controller. And really, I learned so much from him about the city, about raising funds, and really building that external network. And the other thing, the last point, I guess, is just to keep up to date. You need to network with people, keep an eye on industry news, and keep up to date with accounting standards and innovations in your niche. If you want to learn more, we've written an interesting blog post today, which I'll link to in this podcast. But if you're looking for that first move to be an FD, or you're already an FD and you're looking for a new role, then consider speaking with us, FD Capital, because we're increasingly one of the leaders in the UK for senior finance recruitment. We specialise in the London and West Midlands area, but we also have opportunities and recruit nationally as well. Thanks for listening, and please visit our website, which is www.fdcapital.co.uk. Thank you.